Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yankee starting pitchers in this series in Anaheim, 19 innings of one-run ball. They walked two and struck out 21. Yankees held the Angels to 3 runs combined in this 3-game sweep. And it's sort of interesting how the Angels got there. Run right away in the series opener. Zach Neto, the leadoff homer, didn't score the rest of that game. No runs yesterday. Almost had a shutout, the Yankees did. And then the 2 runs against Devin Williams, who Bent didn't break in the 9th inning. And tonight, Yankees shut out the Angels 1-0. So the pitching continues to roll. And the last 9 games, you want to go back further for the starting staff, which has been great for over a month here. But the last 9 games, they've allowed 8 earned runs combined across 9 games. That's how terrific and exceptional the starting pitching has been. Yankees starting tonight facing a familiar foe, Yusei Kikuchi. And Paul Goldschmidt, yet another strong at-bat to start a ball game. Full count, served one to right field, turned it into a hustle double. Trent Grisham battled Kikuchi 7 pitches, but fanned on the slider. And with the base open, even though it was only the first inning, the Angels wanted nothing to do with Aaron Judge. Intentional walk in the first inning put the captain on. First time a Yankee has been intentionally walked in the first inning since Robinson Cano back in 2012. And a Judge gets walked intentionally plenty. First inning, kind of interesting. It put 2 on with 1 out for Cody Bellinger, and Kikuchi walked Bellinger on 5 pitches. Loaded the bases for Anthony Volpe. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
Dominguez on deck. Here comes a 2-0 to Volpe. Pitch, swing on, center field. That may get down. It will be caught. Nice play by Chris Taylor. Tagging at third is Goldschmidt. He scores, and it's 1-0 Yankees.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer. Today, that run would hold up. 24 sack flies for the Yankees this year. They leapfrogged the Diamondbacks. They're the most sack flies in baseball. And think about over the years, Yankees have had powerful offenses, but sometimes we think, you know, runner at third, less than 2 outs. Just get the run home. Well, not this year's Yankee team. They're situational. They go first to third. They drive runners in, runners in scoring position. They also had a lot of sacrifice flies. That was Volpe's 4th sack fly of the year. Jason Dominguez bounced one softly to third after the Volpe sacrifice fly, and legged out an infield single. Dominguez, we know, can motor. And that reloaded the bases. But DJ LeMahieu, fly to center. Top of the first inning, done. A 1-0 Yankee lead. Bottom of the first inning, Clark Schmidt off that outing in Colorado where he self-assessing. He was very critical of himself. Looking to get through 6 tonight. That was his goal. Zach Neto greeted him, stroked a single to center. But Schmidt, he jumped ahead of Nolan Schanwell, looking to wipe the bases clean.
Neto bluffing. Here's ball. It should be a double play. Right to DJ. Flip to Volpe for 1 over the first. Double play. Yes, sir. 4-6-3. 2 down.
Exactly what Schmidt needed. And the double play mattered a lot because Yoan Moncada, he took a cutter up, double to right. So given the bases empty, that didn't end up hurting Schmidt whatsoever. He immediately struck out Taylor Ward on a sweeper. A scoreless first inning around those couple of hits. In the second inning, Yankees looking to build on a 1-0 lead. JC Escarra starting the series finale behind the plate, swinging a hot bat. He smoked a single to left, but that was erased by an Oswald Peraza 6-4-3 double play. Once the order flipped, though, Yankees had a chance to add to the 1-0 lead. Paul Goldschmidt, yet another full count. He walked. Trent Grisham, opposite field double. Second and third, Two away for the captain. If the Angels were going to intentionally walk Judge with the base open and one out in the first inning, of course they did it with two out in the second inning. And it paid off. Kikuchi fell behind Bellinger, 3-0 with the bases loaded, but rallied to induce a fly ball to left. 1-0 Yankees, six runners left on base through two. You're wondering, would it hurt him? Would it hurt him? Well, tonight, it didn't happen to hurt him. Bottom two, Schmidt still grinding. Jorge Soler, a leadoff base hit to right, went to second on a wild pitch, but then Schmidt walked Logan Ohapi on five pitches. First and second, no one out. You're thinking, oh, all those base runners, now this is going to bite Clark Schmidt. But how about a great escape? Schmidt, he whiffed Travis d'Arnaud on the cutter. He got Chris Taylor on the sweeper. Then with two on, two out after the couple of Ks, an eight-pitch battle with Luis Renjifo, and he jammed him on the cutter. A soft grounder to first. Schmidt out of trouble, a 1-0 lead intact, and getting out of that jam, getting Renjifo to ground to first. That's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. And you'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. That was big for Schmidt, allowed him to settle in. And at the top of the third inning for the Yankees offensively, a one-out walk for Jason Dominguez. It was Kikuchi's fifth walk already in the third inning. Dominguez swiped second promptly, but LeMahieu, he grounded to third. Ascara fly to left, ended the inning. The Yankees seven left on through three. Kikuchi kind of settling in. He set down the next six after that in the fourth and fifth innings. Three strikeouts over that span of six in a row. And Kikuchi, spanning back to the second inning with the bases loaded and two out, retired 10 of the last 11 he faced. You're thinking again, with the runners left on in the first and second, maybe come back to bite the Yankees? It was no big deal for Clark Schmidt. He was that good tonight with the 1-0 lead. Despite the grind of a first couple of innings, Schmidt just started to deal. Top of the order in the third, a 1-2-3, including a strikeout of Neto, a 9-pitch full-count fight with Sean Well, bore down, got him to fly to center. Then Moncada, Schmidt looking to end the inning.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
1-0. Pitch swing on and hit up the middle. Let some English out of Peraza. Takes care. Off-balance throw. One hop. Dug out by Goldschmidt. Nice play by Oswald Peraza. Cut in front of Volpe to make that play. That ball had so much English on it. My goodness.
That was a beauty by Peraza. Near shortstop. Getting the one hopper and spinning around into the throw. And, of course, Goldschmidt, the vacuum he is over at first base. No problem digging that one out. The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. And Schmidt continued cruising from that point forward. Fourth inning, he worked around a one-out single by Soler. And that was a pop-up, that single. It was a pop-up and nearly another beautiful over-the-shoulder catch by Goldschmidt ranging out. We've seen a few of those this year. It just popped out of his glove at the last moment. So that was the only hit that Schmidt allowed the rest of the way, a one-out, let's call it a bloop single. Fifth inning, sixth inning for Schmidt after laboring a bit early, well-documented. Not the case anymore. Schmidt was trusting his defense at that stage. Two separate 13-pitch innings in the fifth inning and the sixth inning. Five fly balls, one ground ball. Fifth inning facing 8-9-1. No problem. Sixth inning, 1-2-3 against the heart of the order. And his night done. He finished with eight in a row. Superb for Clark Schmidt. And go back to two on, nobody out in that second with a 1-0 lead. 15 of the final 16 that Schmidt faced, he set aside. The only exception was that tough play that popped out of Goldschmidt's glove. So he was really perfect when you think about it after that trouble to begin the second inning. Seventh inning, still 1-0 Yankees. Ian Hamilton, we know no Williams, no Weaver. The workload, they were keeping them down tonight. They weren't going to enter this game. So Ian Hamilton, dominant inning. Couple of cases started off in the seventh. He wiped out Soler and Ohapi on that vintage slider and got Darno to pop to Ascara behind the plate. Seventh inning done. Eighth inning, Hamilton back out there. Chris Taylor just blooped a single to right, flared it over LeMahieu's head, got on as a tying run. Luis Renjifo bunted him up to second, but Hamilton, he got the leadoff man, Zach Neto, to fly to center. And Aaron Boone came out of the dugout, went to Tim Hill for the lefty Sean Well, left on left, tying run off second, two out, and first pitch, Hill did what he does. Got a ground ball. That's what he does. That's what he's the best in baseball at, getting ground balls. Quick ground to the second, inning over. And the Yankees, even with Schmidt and the scoreless relief to that point, they hadn't tacked on insurance since that lone run in the first inning after Kikuchi. He had the bullpen, Robert Stevenson, Ryan Zephyrjohn, Reed Detmers, and Brock Burke, the two lefties. All of them. The big picture for the Angels bullpen, they combined for four shutout, three hits, no walks, and nine strikeout. So the Yankees clinging to a 1-0 lead. Bottom nine, the guts of Mark Leiter Jr. coming out of the pen. Joe Adell, the pinch hitter, first pitch, rocket to third, but right at Bebas, who had come on because Rice pinch hit in that seventh inning and line to second for Peraza. So Bebas came in at third, ball found him, rocket to third, snared it, one away. Leiter looking to get another, struck out Taylor Ward, froze him, a painted splitter. Two away, but with two down, he was ahead of 1-2 on Soler, walked him. So you're starting to get maybe a little bit nervous with Matthew Lugo, a speedy pinch runner coming on. But Leiter, ho-hum, Logan Ohapi, who bailed Devin Williams out last night on a 3-0 pitch up. He popped to third to end the game. Ohapi, the last man standing tonight again against Leiter.
Leiter comes set. He deals. Here's a pitch. Breaking ball, strike three, called, he got him, and that's the ball game. Victory for the New York Yankees. 1-0, the final. And they sweep the Angels, they complete it.
And it's a fifth straight victory for the New York Yankees. They've won 16 of their last 20 games, and you want to go over shorter spans as well, everything's terrific. They've won 11 of 13, 9 of their last 10. They're 5-1 so far out west, and that's the high note you want to go into Dodger Stadium over the weekend on. And most importantly, 55 games this year, Yankees are 35-20, season high watermark, 15 over 500, and a third 1-0 shutout win already this year. Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN. Catch a snippet of every game, Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.